2.
All right, beloved, let me share a passage with you real quick. The passage is Matthew chapter 7. Jesus is speaking, and this is what he says in verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Now notice, Jesus asks a pertinent question. He says, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that is the very pertinent question. Are you going to be in the kingdom of heaven? Well, beloved, I'm here to tell you that there's only one way that you're going to be in the kingdom of heaven, and that's the Lord's way. You see, Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me. So I want to share a quick 3 or 4 or 5 minutes with you about what we have to do to make sure that we're in the kingdom of heaven. Now, we're going to take you down what we call the Roman road. I was taught this in Sunday school growing up as a boy. I learned more about it when I was in Bible college. But the Roman road, you'll hear that in Christendom. What is the Roman road? Well, that's what I want to share with you, because, again, we want to make sure that you know how to get into heaven, the Lord's kingdom. First of all, why is there a need for a Savior? Well, according to Romans 5:12, it says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. So why is there a need for a Savior? Because you and I are sinners. You say, but it says there in that passage that it was because of another man. Absolutely. Adam, the first man God created, him and Eve, placed him in the Garden of Eden. And because of their disobedience, their sin, if you will, has been passed down to all of us. So the reason there's a need for a Savior is because we're sinners. You say, well, there's surely got to be some exceptions there, Pastor John. Not at all. This is what the Bible says. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Notice, all of us. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. We're all sinners, according to the Word of God. Romans 3:23 says that. You say, well, Brother John, what's the consequences of this sin? Well, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through who? Jesus Christ our Lord. That's Romans 6:23. So the gift, what gift is he referring to? Salvation, eternal life, is given to us through the sacrifice of God's Son, Jesus Christ. So if you're going to dwell in heaven, then you must have received the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. You say, well, what provisions have been made to pay this debt? Romans 5:8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You get that, beloved? He's a provision for salvation. Listen, we can't buy our way. We can't earn our way. We can't work our way. It is Christ and Christ only that has made a provision for salvation. So, Pastor John, how can I take advantage of this gift of love? And that's what it is. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, God's gift to his creation is his Son. His Son was sent here for one purpose and one purpose only, and that was to die, to pay the penalty for our sins. How do I take advantage of this gift of love? Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. I'm sorry. Thou shalt be saved. Not might, could be, maybe, probably. Says no, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, that whosoever, that means me, you, everyone, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord and receive that gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their Savior, they shall be saved. If one does this by faith, is there assurance of salvation? Oh, beloved, yes. Yes. What does it say? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they will be saved. So, Pastor, what's the result of this salvation? If I was to come and ask Jesus into my heart, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask him to forgive me of my sins and to come into my heart and save me, what's the result? Being justified by faith. What that word faith means is complete trust. We have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. Romans 5:1. Understand, just through the act of simple childlike faith, simple childlike trust, because of what Jesus done on the cross, we're justified by that faith. The preacher, can I ask you one other question? What is this? Can one lose their salvation? Contrary to what you might hear, no, you cannot have truly been born again. This is what Romans 8 says, 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I think it's covered. There's nothing, once you become a born-again believer in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there's absolutely nothing that can ever cause you to lose your salvation. So, we started out talking about the Roman road. Friends, beloved, that's one road you don't want to miss. Have you been on that road? Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? Again, if you don't know the Lord, call upon him. He'll save you. God bless you.